so those, I'd forgotten about them, but we did have, when I was a child, those things that you brush the flies so that there no fly get on you while you eat your meal. Mm-hmm. And of course later, we had screens and didn't need them, but I can remember those things. What did we call them? Fly mm-hmm. brush, or what did we call them? I don't know what they called them.
What about some of the other things you have, like this or that, or what?
Well, let's see. I have started the parlor, I think I've told you. We had a fancy mantel in there, mm-hmm. and pretty tiled hall. It was pretty and tiled there, and a nice sofa, and a nice, I think that mahogany table was in that room. A pretty lamp on it, as she said, with a pink bottom, pink flowers, something like that. No, it was pink, I think, with purple, lavender flowers. And the globe and the bottom were very much alike. On the table, and the piano, and lace curtains, and a pretty carpet. We had carpets then, four squares. You see, they made a circle. When I was a child, we had carpets as we have now all through. Mm-hmm. Then there came the period when we had art squares, didn't they call them, when we had squares in the room. Yeah. Painted the floor around the edge, you know, and had these squares mm-hmm. On your floor instead of carpets all over. And in the hall, instead of having carpet all, we'd have a strip of carpet in there in the middle of it. But
so
that we passed through that period, and now we've gone back to where we got to have wall-to-wall carpet. Well, that's not new. We had that first, but we had art squares. Then art squares got popular and took up the carpets for the art squares. It's easier to keep it clean and all around and all like that. Now, let's see, that's floor covering. I've told you about curtains. And we have telephone that we put up by that door of that sitting room that went across to my father and mother's room there and to the dining room here. The phone was hung up there, and I remember coming home at dinner one from school and finding the telephone had been put up. Oh, yeah. How happy I was, and I had to call my best friend and converse right then. But I must have been 12 or 13 years old before we have a telephone. And I had to trot my little fat legs off running errands for my mother. She was very interested in all the women's work and church works and everything, UDCs and all. And she would want to send somebody a message or send a neighbor something that's sick or some flowers or something out. And I was a little fat girl, and I just run my little fat legs off running messages before we had telephones. So you see why I was so happy to have a telephone. That ended that. Now what else you want to know?
Well, you're talking about the things that the little rooms off.
Well,
what kind of things would you call those?
Later we had flowers in the house, going in the house, had flower boxes, but not back then in the first mm-hmm. place. We had plenty in the yard, beautiful roses. And I know that my mother would sew, making mint dresses, and I learned how to sew. And if we didn't have a cook, and she was in the kitchen, she never let me cook. I didn't know how to make cornbread. My husband said the first meal I cooked, I gave him dog bread. Had no salt in it, anything. Because they'd never taught to be cooked. My mother would say, no, you go out and cut the roses for the house, and bring them in and fix them for the dining room, and sitting room, go out and cut the roses while I can do this job in the kitchen if it didn't have help. So I never was taught to cook.
Well, what kind of things did you have in the bedroom?
In the bedroom we had beds.
Well, I mean,
I don't think we had but one bed in any of our rooms. No twin beds. Didn't have a twin bed in the house. Mm-hmm. They were all double beds. And in all the rooms were double beds. No two in any room. And